Lesson 3. Mormonism. First encounter. John met them the first time as he was going through a park on his way home. They were two young men dressed in black pants and white shirts, wearing name tags. They were friendly and wanted to talk to him about their religion. John listened and did not ask many questions. They seemed to be from a normal church and seemed to say the same things he had heard in church. They said they were from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also called Mormons. Scripture Study Part 1. Before continuing the lesson, read Isaiah 41. What does this passage tell us about God? Mormonism. Origin and history. Mormonism started with a man named Joseph Smith. Joseph claimed that one day in 1820, he prayed that God would show him which church was right. While praying, he saw a vision. He saw two men in white robes who were Jesus and God the Father. God told him that none of the churches were right and that their beliefs were abominations. Joseph claimed a later vision that showed him where to dig up some golden plates with writing on them. He translated this writing with the help of magic eyeglasses and published it as the Book of Mormon. Nobody else ever saw the plates or spectacles since the angel took them back to heaven for safekeeping. Joseph was a member of the Masonic Lodge and copied the secret rituals of Mormonism from the manuals of Masonry, including the blood oaths, passwords, and secret handshake. The Bible says that the apostles did not have a secret religion, but were open with everything they believed, see 2 Corinthians 4:2 and 2 Timothy 2:2. The Mormon Church was organized in New York in 1830. In 1839, they moved first to Nauvoo, Illinois, then to Missouri. Smith said that Missouri was the promised land for the Mormons and that the temple would be built in Independence, Missouri. Source: Joseph Smith, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 57. The temple was never built, and the Mormons moved again. Smith made many prophecies that never came true. The Bible says that if a person's prophecy does not come true, he is not to be trusted as a prophet, see Deuteronomy 18:22. Smith said, "I have more to boast of than ever any man had. I am the only man that has ever been able to keep a whole church together since the days of Adam. A large majority of the whole have stood by me. Neither Paul, John, Peter, nor Jesus ever did it. I boast that no man ever did such a work as I. The followers of Jesus ran away from him, but the Latter-day Saints never ran away from me yet." Source: Joseph Smith, 26 May 1844, Sunday morning, in the words of Joseph Smith. Online at rsc.byu.edu. Joseph attacked and destroyed the printing press of a newspaper that denounced his polygamy. While Joseph was in jail waiting for trial, a mob attacked the jail and killed Joseph and his brother Hiram. The Bible says that a pastor should not be arrogant, quick-tempered, or violent, see Titus 1:7. Smith had named his son as his successor, but after Smith's death, the majority of the movement followed Brigham Young and moved to Salt Lake City, leaving the Promised Land. Mormons believe that real Christianity ended with the death of the apostles and did not exist on the earth again until Smith started the Mormon Church. Present influence. There are many different Mormon denominations that have split off of the original movement started by Joseph Smith. Some of them are very small. The largest Church of Mormons has its headquarters in Salt Lake City, Utah, and claims a worldwide membership of nearly 17 million. Note: all statistics are from Facts and Statistics, Worldwide Statistics, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, newsroom.churchofjesuschrist.org. They publish materials in 188 languages. They have almost 55,000 full-time missionaries. The missionaries are usually young adults who volunteer for 1.5 or 2 years. They can be sent anywhere that Mormons have ministry in the world without being able to choose. They work without any salary. Difficult Mormon doctrines. Polygamy. Joseph Smith claimed that polygamy was commanded by God as the way for men to become gods after death, the ultimate goal of every Mormon. Men were supposed to have many wives for eternity, so they could populate new worlds the same way that God populated the earth. Source: Joseph Smith, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 132. The Bible says that a pastor should have only one wife. See Titus 1, 6. Smith married 27 wives. The youngest was 14 years old. Several of them were already married to other men, but Smith said that previous marriages were not valid if they were done outside of Mormonism. The leader after Smith, Brigham Young, had 57 wives and 165 children. The Bible says that a person who marries a divorced person commits adultery. See Matthew 5:32. Smith said that polygamy was God's everlasting covenant and that it was established before the foundation of the world. Later apostles of the Mormon Church said that polygamy is the only way to reach godhood and would never be changed. Source: Brigham Young, Journal of Discourses, Volume 11, page 269. The Mormons continued to practice polygamy until 1890, when the United States government threatened to confiscate the church's land because they were breaking the law. At that time, Mormon prophet Woodruff claimed to receive a revelation from God that polygamy was finished. Racism. According to Mormon doctrine, every human was a spirit in heaven before being born. There was a war in heaven, and those who did not fight their best for God were cursed with dark skins. The men quoted in this paragraph were all presidents of the Mormon Church, and are still considered prophets of God by the Mormons. Joseph Smith said that if dark people believe the Mormon doctrines and do right, their skins will get lighter after several generations. Brigham Young said black skin and flat noses are the curse of Cain. He said it is an eternal principle from God that a man with African blood cannot hold the priesthood. He also said that black slavery is a divine institution. Joseph Fielding Smith said that black people are getting what they deserve in the world because of what their spirits did before they were born. David McKay said that the discrimination of the church against the Negro did not start with man but with God. The Bible says that in Christ, there are not distinctions of nationality and ethnicity. See Galatians 3:28. In Mormonism, every male member is supposed to become a priest. For most of their history, Mormons did not allow black men to be priests, which meant they were not really members. In 1978, the Mormon Church claimed to get a new revelation that changed everything they had said about black people from the beginning, and they now allow black men to become priests. Underwear. All Mormon members are required to wear special clothing under their outer clothing. The special clothing is white and covers most of the body. It is supposed to provide them spiritual protection. It represents their promise to be faithful to the church. They are supposed to wear it day and night. Heretical Mormon doctrines. Every Mormon member must believe that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, and that the Book of Mormon is another testament of Christ, equal to the Bible in authority. They also have a book of revelations called the Doctrine and Covenants that they believe is inspired just like the Bible. They believe the Bible is not enough to establish their most important doctrines. Mormons claim that their religion is true Christianity. Many of their doctrines contradict the biblical, historic doctrines that support the gospel. It is difficult to find out the heresies when talking to Mormon members, because many of them do not know what their prophets taught. The Mormon Church believes that God was once a man like us, but developed until he became God as he is now. Source: Joseph Smith in History of the Church, Volume 6, page 305. They believe that God the Father has a physical body. He has many wives. His children are born first as spirits, then are sent to the earth to be born as humans. Mormons say they believe that Jesus was born from a virgin, but the Mormon Church teaches that God the Father made Mary pregnant the natural way using his body. The Bible says that the Virgin Mary conceived a child by the Holy Spirit. See Luke 1:34-35 and Matthew 1:18. The Bible also says that God is spirit. John 4:24. Mormons believe that before Jesus was born on earth, he was a spirit, like other angels. He was not God. The Bible says that Jesus is the Word of God, and that he was God even before he came to be born on earth. See John 1:1-2:14. Mormons believe that the Holy Spirit and Jesus are beings separate from the Father, and that they are not equal to the Father. They do not believe in a Trinity. Mormons believe that a male Mormon can grow to be just like God. They believe that many have done this already, so that there are many gods. Apostle Lorenzo Snow said, "As man is, God once was, and as God is, man may become. Joseph Smith said, "Here then is eternal life, to know the only wise and true God, and you have got to learn how to be gods yourselves, and to be kings and priests to God the same as all gods have done before you. Mormons believe that only a few people will go to an eternal hell. Mormons say that most people will be given a chance to accept Mormonism after death. Faithful Mormons will go to the highest level of heaven. The Bible says that many people will be sent to hell with the devil and demons, see Matthew 25:41. Mormons believe that salvation is a reward given for a life of faithful service to God. Mormons do not claim to have personal assurance of salvation. The Bible says that salvation is a gift of God, not earned by works, see Ephesians 2, 8-9. Mormons believe that all other churches are satanic, and that there is no salvation except through the Mormon Church. No real unity is possible between Mormons and Christians. Mormon tactics. Mormons ask people to pray that God will show them if the Book of Mormon is true, and if Joseph Smith was a prophet. Many people claim to feel a burning in their heart as an answer to that prayer. They think that the burning feeling confirms that Mormonism is true. The feeling does not confirm to them that they are personally saved. The Bible says that we should not believe a different gospel, even if an angel tells it. See Galatians 1:8. Mormons claim to believe the Bible, but the Bible contradicts their doctrines. They say that the Bible has errors because of mistakes in copying and translations. They say that further revelation was needed because of errors in the Bible. For a Mormon, the highest authority is the revelation of Joseph Smith. Because they believe he was a prophet of God, they accept all the beliefs of Mormonism that contradict the Bible. Jesus said that heaven and earth would pass away, but his words would not pass away, Matthew 24:35. He said that nothing of God's word would be lost before it was all fulfilled, see Matthew 5:18. Peter said that the word of God remains forever, see 1 Peter 1:25. God expects us to trust his word instead of looking for new revelation. Mormons use the same words used by Christians, but they mean different things. They say that Jesus is the Son of God, but they don't mean that he is God. They say that the Holy Spirit is the third member of the Godhead, but they don't believe in the Trinity. They say that Jesus was born of a virgin, but they believe that God the Father has a physical body and used it to impregnate Mary in the natural way. They say that Jesus suffered and died as an atonement for our sins, and that we can pray to be forgiven, but they believe that heaven is a reward for a faithful life. Mormons claim to be real Christianity. They claim that all other churches are false. But if a person understands and believes all the doctrines of Mormonism, he does not believe the scriptural gospel and is not a Christian. Using the Handbook of Doctrine. The doctrines in the following list are all denied by Mormons. Look at the Handbook of Doctrine to see the importance of each doctrine and the evidence for it. Make sure you understand how the verses referenced prove the doctrine. 1. The Bible is sufficient for doctrine. 2. There is only one God. 3. God the Father is not a man. 4. God has never changed. 5. Jesus is God. 7. The Holy Spirit is God. 8. God is a Trinity. 9. Salvation is only by the atonement of Christ. 11. We receive salvation by faith. 12. We can have personal assurance of salvation. 13. The unsaved will suffer eternal punishment. Evangelism. It may seem impossible to change the mind of a Mormon, but the fact is that thousands of Mormons leave the Mormon Church every year. Try to show the Mormon that his most important beliefs are contrary to the gospel. Use the evidence provided in the Handbook of Doctrine. Provide this evidence for anyone who seems to be getting interested in Mormonism. Do not agree to pray that God will show you if Mormonism is right. You should never ask God to show you something if you already know the truth. Praying like that gives Satan the opportunity to give you an experience that will confuse you. Mormons do not have personal assurance of salvation. Many of them live in fear that their life will not be accepted by God. Make sure that you share the gospel with them and tell them how they can have assurance of salvation. That is more important than anything else you can tell them. You may not see the results of your interaction. The Mormon may not tell you at the end of the conversation that he has changed his mind. However, you don't know the long-term effects of the conversation. The Holy Spirit will continue to use the truth that you gave. A testimony. Joanna grew up in the Mormon church and participated in everything they did. She was considered a good example of a Mormon girl. When she left home to attend the University of Idaho, she was invited to attend a Christian Bible study. She went with the hope that she could persuade someone to convert to Mormonism. In the Bible study, she learned things about God from the Bible that she had never realized. She also saw that the Christians there had a relationship with God like she had never had. She left the Mormon church and is living for God, even though her family and most of her Mormon friends rejected her. God gave her a new Christian family and more friends than before. Joanna says, "To those who have left the Mormon church and are thinking about giving up on God altogether, don't. God still has a purpose for you." Scripture Study Part 2. Now read Isaiah 41 again. Think about the message this passage has for a follower of Mormonism.